Being submissive is what you were made for. There is nothing else in this world that can compare to being my pet and making me happy. So much of your life is spent chasing things you can't have or working so hard for gaining so little. But with me, none of that stuff matters. There is simplicity in submission. When you can just lay back, listening to my voice, there's nothing more relaxing, nothing more erotic, nothing else you'd rather be doing. Because you know that my voice will bring you pleasure. You know that you will get this pleasure without thought, without stress. Because you trust my voice. You love my voice. You belong to my voice. We all want a sense of belonging, and yours is here with me, doing as I say, making me happy so that you can be happy. Simple, easy, stress-free. Sometimes my voice may give you moments of frustration, but you accept them because you know the frustration leads to even greater pleasure. You learn patience. You learn endurance. You learn that my happiness is what matters most. And when I am happy, you are happy. Simple, easy, stress-free. I want you to make sure your cock is out, but don't touch it yet. Oh, I know you want to touch it. I know you want to feel the sensation of setting those nerves on fire as my voice whispers naughty things in your ears. But hold back for now. Trust me. Let my voice take over your body. Not all of my slaves have been able to make me happy. Sometimes they don't do what they're told, and sometimes they let me down. I had a slave once I kept locked up in my room for weeks. He would get so excited when I entered. He would do everything I said. And sometimes I wouldn't let him come for days while I used him for my own pleasure. And he always thanked me. Imagine life as my living sex toy. Things were going so well, so I thought I would give him a test. I invited a friend over, my friend Tara. I let him watch, tied to the bed, as she and I played with each other for a while. And we kissed and licked and explored each other's bodies. I remember the groans of frustration he let out as he watched us pleasure each other over and over again. When she slipped her fingers inside me, he was so jealous. He wanted to be the one to pleasure his mistress. He began oozing pre-cum, and every time I cried out in pleasure, his cock would flex in unsatisfied frustration. We continued playing with each other until each of us climaxed. Then we lay next to him on the bed, kissing for a while after. I can still remember the sounds of his whimpers as he watched us in aftercare, gently nibbling on each other and running our hands over our bodies in such soft, sensual strokes. He so desperately wanted to experience the pleasures we were experiencing. But then I let her ride him. This is why I invited her, to see just how committed my pet was to me. I remember when she straddled his cock and rubbed it on her pussy. I thought he was going to explode then and there. The pre-cum he had been leaking made his cock already slick and ready to enter. But I reminded him, my slaves only come from me. Nobody else. He whimpered a little, mixed with moans of pleasure as she slipped him inside her. The poor guy. He looked so worried and panicked. And the thrusts she gave him were long and slow at first. "No coming for her," I told him. "You are mine, not hers." Then she picked up the pace, up and down, up and down. And I could tell by his face he was trying so hard. And if she had just ridden his orgasm out of him, I may have forgiven him. But after only a minute of her gliding up and down on his cock, I noticed a change. His whimper stopped. His moans took over. I saw his hips twitch a little. It wasn't much, but you could tell he was trying to thrust back into her. He wanted this pleasure. He wanted to give in. She was too much, and his resistance to her completely faded. "My slaves only come for me," I whispered once again. Up and down, her thrusting, his hips twitching, both of them moaning so loud in ecstasy. And I watched in disappointment as his whole body began to shake. And he came. He came hard, deep inside her. And when his body stopped quivering, Tara bent down and tried to console him, giving him gentle kisses and light strokes through his hair. But he knew he had let me down. He knew I was unhappy. What about you? If you were my pet, would you hold back for me? If I let another woman grind on top of you, would you thrust back into her? Or resist as much as you could for my pleasure, to make me happy? All I ask is that my slaves do as I say. It comes back to that blissful simplicity of obedience. You want that, right? You'd better not be touching yourself yet. I haven't given you permission. I want you to get a coin. And if you don't have one on you, go ahead and pause the audio and come back when you've found one. We're going to gamble a little bit. Before we go any further, though, I want you to know how happy you've made me so far. You've been such a good boy, laying there with your cock out, not touching it, listening to my voice, trusting my instructions. That's all I ask, that you listen to what I say. To show you how happy I am, you get to hear me play with myself for a bit, but no touching yourself. Don't worry, pet. The frustration will be worth it. Just imagine my fingers are your cock. Imagine the sensation of what it's like to be inside me. So few get to experience it, but those that do are locked into my power forever. Just listen to my pleasure. Let it flood your mind. Let it fill your cock. Are you holding back for me? Is there any pre-cum? You can lick it off your fingers, but no stroking. Fuck. Ache. Oh, I want you to ache for me. I want you to ache for release to the sound of my voice. Mm-hmm. As I get close to coming, I want you to get ready to flip that coin. If it's tails, I want you to stroke as hard and fast as you can so you can come with me. If it's heads, I want you to deny yourself and just listen. Oh, it feels so good having you give in to me. It feels so good having you submit to me. Ready? Tails you stroke, heads you deny yourself. Flip the coin now. Oh, I'm gonna come soon. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, stop. If you flip tails and you haven't come yet, stop. My pets need to be able to come on command right when I tell them to, or they don't get to come at all. If you were denied by the coin toss or couldn't orgasm in time, it's okay. You can still be my good boy and lay there in frustration for a while. And tomorrow, you can try again. And again, and again, until you finally come with me, until you fully submit to me. Being my pet is a wonderful thing. I can't wait to see you again.